In this bulletin, Turkey says it's killed dozens of Kurdish militants during an offensive in northern Syria. Israel's Supreme Court has overturned a decision to release accused paedophile Malka Leifer. And Socceroos coach Graham Arnold says he's pleased with the performance of the team after its 5-0 win against Nepal. The latest SBS News. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Heavy fighting and civilian casualties are being reported on the second day of a Turkish offensive into Kurdish-held areas of northern Syria. Turkey says dozens of Kurdish militants have been killed, while the Kurds report several civilian deaths. Tens of thousands of people are reported to be fleeing their homes. As the operation continues, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has threatened the European Union, which has denounced Turkey's offensive. Speaking to European party officials in Ankara, President Erdogan warned the EU to refrain from calling Turkey's incursion into Syria an invasion.
Hey, Avrupa Birliği, kendinize gelin.
Bak yine söyleyeyim. Hey, European Union, if you attempt to label our operations as an invasion, then it's simple. We'll open our borders and send 3.6 million refugees your way.
3,6 milyon mülteciyi sizlere gönderir.
Israel's Supreme Court has overturned a decision to release accused paedophile Malka Leifer to home detention. Police in Victoria have been trying to extradite her since 2014 to face 74 charges of sexual abuse against students at a Jewish girls' school. A judge has ruled Leifer must stay in prison until the long-running extradition case is over. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says the Extinction Rebellion climate change protesters are radicals and outliers who deserve to be arrested. The group is leading a week-long series of protests in major cities to raise awareness about climate change and want the federal government to declare a climate emergency. Some of the protesters have locked themselves to benches and glued themselves to roads, which has been seen large numbers of police put on duty to deal with the disruptions. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has told the Nine Network the demonstrators deserve to be moved on or arrested.
I think it's right that the police will interact with them today. Hopefully a lot of them are arrested or moved on, because there's a huge disruption to the CBDs, which is what they want. That's what they're aiming to do.
What's the aim of protest?
Of course, well, of course it is. But when you cross that line, which these people do, I think they're frankly just stumping their nose at Australians who want to go to work, want to run their businesses, don't want it to be disrupted by these people.
In football, Socceroos coach Graham Arnold says there's room for improvement, but overall he's pleased with the team's 5-0 win against Nepal. Australia had all the possession and territory, creating countless chances, but struggled to finish in Canberra against the team ranked 161 in the world. Arnold admitted his side should have scored more goals. The team now travels to Taiwan for its encounter with Chinese Taipei on Tuesday. Arnold says he's likely to make significant changes to the starting side to build more depth in his squad.
I feel really comfortable in this job now more than ever because of the depth that we've created, and it's, as I said, I can make, and I probably will make, seven or eight changes for the Taipei game.
Let's check out the weather for the rest of today. A possible late shower in Perth, 24. It's sunny in Adelaide, 22. Cloudy in Melbourne, 19. A shower or two for Hobart, 14. Much the same for Canberra, 16. Showers for Wollongong, 16 degrees. Much the same for Sydney, 18. Showers two for Newcastle, 19. In Brisbane, possible storm, 23. Partly cloudy in Cairns, 30. And fine weather for Darwin, 34 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.